Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With so many people losing their jobs due to this pandemic, and many finding new jobs with different companies, a common question our next guest has been hearing is, what do I do with my old retirement plan? Thomas Manley is an associate advisor with the Hobbs Group Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
So are you indeed getting a lot of questions from your clients who have had to change jobs recently because of the pandemic? They're wanting to know what to do with their old 401k plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's just go through these options then on what one can do. They've left their job, they've got a different job. What do they do with their old retirement plan, or I guess I should say their former retirement plan?
The four options, they're basically rolling it into a new employer's plan, rolling it over into a traditional or rollover IRA, leaving it in your old plan if that's available to you, or cashing out the funds. And obviously the last option can come with some tax ramifications. So it's always good to have a discussion and know which of these options is best suited for your situation.
Why would someone want to leave their money in a previous employer's retirement plan? Isn't there a risk that that employer could go out of business and then complications could arise to get your money out?
Absolutely. Before you have that conversation, you really have to determine what's available to you. So to leave an inactive balance in a previous employer or former employer's plan, you have to have around $1,000 or $5,000. They don't want nominal amounts kind of staying with the company or the plan custodian. So if you have a decent amount in the plan, you'll be able to leave it there. Part of the reason somebody would consider leaving it in the plan, you know, you benefit from pricing power. You're part of a collective, not just seen as an individual. That's going to be institutional mutual fund expense ratios and lower overall cost than you would experience as a retail or an individual investor.
And now what about the option to take your money out of the former employer's plan and roll it into an IRA? How attractive is that, and who would benefit most from that?
Individuals who can benefit from an IRA are those who maybe change jobs often, who have a lot of balances across, you know, many different providers. But there's also another side to that argument, because these consultants, they'll often work for large enough employers where these plans are very attractive to participate in. So, you know, that's why we really have to take a deep dive on this when we are discussing, you know, what's going to work best for an individual.
All right. Now, what about those people who are getting closer to retirement? You know, they're in their 50s, let's say. Are there special considerations that they need to know about?
Absolutely. And having more control over these funds can be a big driver for a decision to maybe move to an IRA. Being able to shuffle these funds around or make some changes in anticipation of your income needs. And also, you are limited on the investment option side in an employer-sponsored plan like a 401k. So having more options to accommodate your individual goal can be equally important.
And I'm just going to guess, but obviously the last option of taking the money out in a cash withdrawal where the company just sends you a check is probably not the best decision unless you just absolutely had to do it.
Yeah, I would say if you're getting out of town really fast, that might be an all right option. But we rarely advise that as an option. We're going to see a lot of people taking withdrawals from their retirement balances to, you know, cover expenses in this unprecedented time. But that's never what we lead with. We don't think paying tax or penalties is ever the best answer.
And some penalties have been waived because of the pandemic for certain amounts of money to be withdrawn, right?
That's right. Yep. So plans and IRAs, they've adopted the CARES Act for distribution. So for qualifying, you know, hardships around this pandemic, up to $100,000 could potentially be withdrawn, and you can pay that back over 3 years or so. So it's important to always consult your tax advisor, but there are some attractive options if you have fallen on hard times.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Thomas Manley is an associate advisor with the Hobbs Group Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.